9702, 470-9702, or GrinerElectric.com.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
In today's declining housing market, home buyers have the bargaining power. Mortgage rates are extremely low, and American Financing can help first-time buyers get a new government-backed down payment program. This is your opportunity to finally own your own home. I encourage you to work with my friends at American Financing. They go above and beyond in so many ways. If you're already under contract, get your loan closed in as fast as 8 days. Real estate agents, if you want your clients to have an exceptional financing experience, have them call American Financing. If you're too busy to stop by, American Financing will come to you. The process is fast because their in-house underwriters make all the local decisions. They are the bank. If you're in the military and have a VA loan, you can do a VA streamline refinance even if you're over 100% loan to equity on your home with no appraisal needed. You'll work with salary-based mortgage experts. No one's working on straight commission. They have your best interests at heart. Walk-ins are welcome at I-225 and Parker Road, or you can call them at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Online at AmericanFinancing.net. And tell them Mike Rosen sent you.
Corey's here at 8:15 with this morning's top stories. What are you working on?
Well, Mitt Romney picking up 3 wins last night and is going to be speaking at Fort Lupton this morning at 9:30. He'll talk to us first, though, at 8:30. That, in less than 15 minutes, we'll have the governor live here. And we are taking your questions on our Facebook page as well. For a third day, Wall Street seeing a losing trend, uncertainty about Europe's political future dominating the financial markets. The Dow is off 126 points right now. NASDAQ's down 30. S&P 500 is off about 14 right now. Latest attempt to allow civil unions in Colorado has died in the state house. We're going to talk more about that coming up here in 3 minutes. Stroke causes death and long-term disability. Losing weight, quitting smoking, and taking your meds can help prevent a stroke, but do you know the warning signs? And does your kid? Robin Hart now with your health.
Losing weight, quitting smoking, taking your meds, they can all help prevent stroke, but do you know the warning signs?
A sudden numbness or weakness of the face, arm, or leg, especially on one side of the body. Sudden confusion, trouble speaking or understanding. Sudden trouble walking, dizziness, sudden severe headache with no known cause.
Dr. Randy Whitfield from StrokeAssociation.org can rattle them off, but can your kid? The American Stroke Association says that if your kid can know the warning signs of stroke, they could save their grandparents' life. That's why they've created a video contest production competition for kids. Robin Hart, News Radio 850 KOA.
Quick update. The Dow is off 150 points now. The latest in 10 minutes in money news. I'm Corey Lopez, News Radio 850 KOA.
The Washington Post proclaims Olga Kern's musicality radiates off the stage. A pianist with no limitations, raves the Hartford Courant. May 18th through the 20th, acclaimed Van Cliburn competition winner Olga Kern joins the Colorado Symphony for Grieg's Romantic Piano Concerto. Plus, Peter Unjan conducts the bracing 11th Symphony of Dmitri Shostakovich. Order your tickets online anytime at coloradosymphony.org. Or call 303-623-7876 to charge by phone. May 18th through the 20th in Betcher Hall, the Grieg Piano Concerto with Olga Kern and the Colorado Symphony. Call 303-623-7876 for your tickets.
If you're looking for the real high-altitude replacement window that is built in Colorado for our unique climate, then look no further than Champion Windows. Champion Windows are manufactured right here in Denver using high-performance materials that have withstood the Colorado climate for over 15 years with over 40,000 satisfied Colorado customers. Hi, this is Dave Logan, and Champion is the only window company I personally endorse. Call Champion today at 1-888-4-CHAMPION and save over $750 off Champion's high-performance vinyl replacement windows. At Champion, they design it with attractive energy-efficient options. They build it, delivering superior quality and workmanship. They install it with an exact fit. They guarantee it with no middleman. Call 1-888-4-CHAMPION now and save over $750 off Champion's high-performance vinyl replacement windows. Or visit them online at championfactorydirect.com. That's championfactorydirect.com. Premium quality, wholesale value.
Hey, it's April. Thanks for listening at 850KOA.com. We're back in a minute.
Thank you.
Let's check traffic and weather together as we do every 10 minutes at 8:19. Here's Vicky.
Still a wreck cleaning up westbound I-70 near Sheridan, though that's really not causing much of a delay there. Most of our volume still heading through downtown Denver. Northbound I-25 slow at Emerson. Southbound still heavy at 48th Avenue through Spear. Even the slow spot right around University in the southbound direction, that's starting to improve already. Southbound 225, still about a 10-minute delay between Parker and I-25. But it looks like speeds on C-470 already improving across Highlands Ranch. And also your drive out to Boulder is looking a little bit better. Still going to run you about 30 minutes westbound, but looks like that congestion is breaking up a bit. There is a wreck at Arapahoe and Parker, another one Sheridan and Mississippi. I'm Vicki Evans, News Radio 850 KOA.
A nice day today with plenty of sunshine. Much warmer this afternoon, the high 79. Tonight it'll be clear. The breeze will pick up, low 49. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine, breezy, and quite warm in the afternoon, high 82. For Friday, lots of clouds, breezy, and much, much cooler with a couple of showers in the area, the high only 55. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on News Radio 850 KOA.
Beautiful morning right now, 60 downtown.
Don't just... Colorado's Morning News is streaming live to your iPad. Back to 850 KOA programming in just a moment.
Mr. Speaker, I move that we adjourn until 11 a.m. Wednesday, May 9th, 2/12.
And with that, so goes the civil unions bill for at least this legislative session. Let's get into that and more with Brad Clark. He's the executive director of One Colorado. It's a statewide organization advocating for equality for gay and transgender people. Good to have you, Brad. Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
I want to ask you just first and foremost, overall, I mean, and from what you're hearing in downtown from these lawmakers that represent the people of Colorado, is this an anti-gay, anti-civil union state?
You know, it's not. There's vast majority support for this bill. About 75% of Colorado voters support it. The majority of Colorado legislators support it as well. And Speaker of the House last night denied the vote, putting politics ahead of our family.
Well, Democrats say Republicans offered up 30 other measures to debate at the last minute last night. But Republicans say, and probably rightfully so, why did you wait so long, Democrats, in getting this bill before us? What do you say to that?
You know, the bill followed the process. There are many bills that were introduced even after the civil unions bill that went through the Colorado House. So I think that they are they're not being fully forthright with you.
This apparently, according to your organization, One Colorado, you say it hurts Colorado families. Give somebody that maybe hasn't followed this issue closely an example of that.
You know, this bill would have provided gay and lesbian couples many critical protections for their families. You know, things like end-of-life decision-making, medical decisions, key protections for their children and their families. And unfortunately, it's not going to be the case, at least for another year.
Yeah, there was a little crossover by Republicans, and a recent poll shows 70% of Coloradans support it. So does it feel to you like, you know, if this goes before the voters, a lot of folks would say it would pass. If it comes up in the legislature next year, the momentum looks like it would pass there.
Yeah, you know, there was bipartisan support for this bill. It's no secret that the bill would have passed if it had reached the floor. And, you know, we were promised a fair hearing at the beginning of the session by the speaker, and he's repeatedly said that. But unfortunately, he failed on that promise.
Let me ask you before we let you go, what's your reaction to what happened in Raleigh last night? North Carolina voters approve a constitutional amendment defining marriage, as you know, between a man and a woman. That makes the 30th state out of 50 to adopt such a ban. You've got to be disappointed in at least that percentage of the states in the country that have banned it.
Yeah,
or defined it, I should say.
Yeah, it's incredibly disappointing. But what we know is that as voters come to know our families, realize that we have the same hopes and dreams as anyone else, and we're just trying to take care of our families and provide for one another. And I think as voters come to know that, they increasingly join our support.
Brad, thanks. Best of luck to you.
Thank you so much.
Brad Clark, the executive director of One Colorado. As we've been saying, we're going to be speaking live with Mitt Romney at 8:30. Well, now that he's the presumptive nominee, everybody's talking about possible running mates. Fox News' Brett Baer looks at whether New Jersey's outspoken governor Chris Christie would be a good fit.
If what you want to do is put on a show and giggle every time I talk, well, then I have no interest in answering your question.
New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is seen by many as one of the most successful GOP rising stars, doing so in a traditionally blue state. His greatest achievement may have been taking on the public sector unions.
Even those who don't agree with me know that when I look them in the eye and tell them I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. regardless of the perceived political cost.
But demographically, most analysts agree Christie could not deliver New Jersey for the GOP. And while he is said to have a close relationship with Romney, Christie's blunt style could possibly overshadow the nominee. In Washington, Brett Baer, Fox News Radio.
Again, we'll be talking with Mitt Romney coming up. They've just confirmed he is scheduled to call us at 8:30, so stay tuned for that. Hey, how about the Nuggets last night in L.A.?
Kobe's going to go for the tie, launches the three. No good! Out to Sessions to tie it up. No! And Denver wins it!
Just when you thought you could count the Nuggets out, here they come. We'll have more coming up in sports with Alan Roach at about 8:40. We're back with Money News in 90 seconds.
You're home. At Farm Bureau Insurance, we don't have any talking lizards on the payroll. Sure, they're funny, but we'd rather hire more local agents with more training to make sure your auto coverage is tailored to fit you. We're old-fashioned that way. Also, talking lizards? Not real. Yeah, I was kind of disappointed too.
Real service, real people. That's Farm Bureau Insurance with auto, home, and life. Visit cfbinsurance.com.
Discounts will vary and do not apply to life insurance products. Southern Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Jackson, Mississippi, Colorado Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company, Centennial, Colorado.
The Albert Vein Institute believes that varicose and spider vein treatment, like beauty, should be more than skin deep. That's why they treat the underlying cause of unsightly varicose veins in a comfortable outpatient setting. Their exclusive cool touch laser therapy gently closes the affected vein with little or no pain, stitches, scarring, or bruising. With two locations in Denver and Colorado Springs, they focus on the treatment of venous disease, from severe medical problems to minor cosmetic concerns. Call 888-550-VEIN to schedule a complimentary exam today. That's 888-550-VEIN.
As the days grow longer and lighter, are you finding that your home needs some new touches? Tired of the same old decor? The solution is Joy's Consigned Furnishings, where you'll find an interesting collection of gently used furniture and even some new furniture from factory overruns or liquidations. At Joy's, you'll never pay more than 50% of retail. Professional decorators are in the store to assist you. Located at 5030 East Hampden Avenue in the Happy Canyon Shopping Center, about a half mile west of I-25. You'll always find treasures and bargains at Joy's, and tell them Mike Rosen sent you.
Don't worry, you won't miss a thing. Colorado's Morning News returns shortly.
Pat, how are we doing nearly an hour in?
Well, they may be in New York, rather, but stock traders are in kind of a European state of mind. That's not a good thing this morning. Europe's debt crisis means losses all around. Right now, the Dow is down 174 points. The NASDAQ is down 44, and the S&P is down 19. For the first time in years, Fannie Mae says it's making money. The quasi-governmental mortgage company says because of that, it doesn't need your help right now. Fannie Mae says it made $2.7 billion last quarter compared to a loss of more than $6 billion in the first quarter of 2011. Fannie Mae has gotten $116 billion from taxpayers. That's the most expensive bailout of a single company. The Stock Show Complex isn't just for the stock show. Next year, the complex will host a brand new big-name rodeo event that could draw thousands of visitors to the city. It's called the Rodeo All-Star Weekend. Stock Show CEO
in the world across all seven rodeo events.
Stock Show CEO Paul Andrews says this will be a yearly stop in Denver for the best of the best. There's a $140,000 grand prize for the top hand. Hey, if you want me to work for you, you better let me use the company phone to make personal calls. A new survey of recent college grads shows 23% of them wouldn't take a job with a company that didn't let them make and take personal calls. Another 20% say they wouldn't work in a place where they couldn't check their personal email. The study by Adecco Group North America has some more pertinent information, such as that only 3% of the people responding say they expect to stay at any one job for more than 5 years. It's one of Colorado's undiscovered natural gems. Undiscovered maybe because no one seems to know for sure what it is. Colorado National Monument west of Grand Junction has beautiful canyons and fantastic rock formations, but not everyone is happy with the branding. They say too many people think it's a statue or roadside display. So a committee chaired by Senator Mark Udall and Representative Scott Tipton is looking into a new name. One of the names under consideration adds just one word. The thought is that Colorado Canyons National Monument will give tourists a better mental picture. This Money Update brought to you by Health One. We're back at 8:56. Pat Woodard, News Radio 850 KOA.
Thanks so much, Pat. At 8:28, we head back outside with Vicki Evans checking traffic.
Not a bad one right now. There's still an accident westbound I-70 at Sheridan, but it's not really impacting traffic all that much at this point. Southbound 225, still really no recovery. It's still 10 minutes between Parker and I-25, though northbound 225, it's a little bit nicer now between Parker and Mississippi. Westbound US 36, still about a 10-minute delay between Sheridan and Wadsworth. Still heavy heading into downtown Denver, southbound at 48th Avenue through Spear, eastbound 270. It's lightening up as well. Just a little bit of a slowdown just around Vasquez. There is an accident at Arapahoe and Parker, another Alameda and Quebec. I'm Vicki Evans, News Radio 850 KOA.
Bright sunshine today and gorgeous. Much warmer in the afternoon with a high of 79. Tonight will be clear and the breeze will pick up. The overnight low 49. Lots of sunshine tomorrow. Breezy and warm. The afternoon high 82. For Friday, breezy, much colder with plenty of clouds and even a shower or two and a high of 55. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg on News Radio 850 KOA.
A wrap up. Hi, it's April Zesbaugh. Thanks for listening at your desk. We're back to the show in just a minute.
Is Colorado's morning news. Now, the news from the names you trust. 850 KOA and Fox News.
8:30 on 850 KOA. Coming up after a one-minute Fox News update here at the bottom of the hour, we talk with the presumed Republican nominee to challenge Barack Obama for the presidency, Mitt Romney. On the line, we'll get to him in just 1 minute. We cover Colorado after Fox News covers America at 8:30.
News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. After losing yesterday's Republican primary, longtime Senator Dick Lugar says Indiana voters need representatives who can find common ground with rivals.
They deserve legislators who will listen to their entire spectrum of citizen views and work to achieve consensus.
Lugar said the man who defeated him, Indiana Treasurer Richard Murdoch, has an unrelenting partisan mindset.
I understand the emotions of that type of moment. So I think in the long run, the vast, vast majority of those people will come behind me just as they have in the past.
Murdoch faces Democratic Congressman Joe Donnelly in the general election. More declines on Wall Street. After 1 hour of trading, Dow Industrials are 174 points lower. Analysts say U.S. stocks are following the lead of European markets that have also fallen. Fox News. We report, you decide.
8:31 now on 850 KOA. The GOP presumptive presidential nominee must be on a high after winning three more primaries last night. Mitt Romney is in Colorado today. We've got him on the live line right now. Good morning, sir. Thanks so much for coming on.
Good morning, April. Good to be with you.
Good to have you. It's not often you see a candidate stumping in Fort Lupton, Colorado, but that's where you'll be in about an hour. Tell us what you'll be talking about to Colorado voters.
Well, today we're talking about energy and the fact that the president's energy policies haven't worked out so well for the American people. Gasoline prices are, of course, very, very high. And the resources that we have in abundance in this country, oil and gas and coal, have been stymied by the president's policies. So I'm very anxious to take advantage of those resources, and by doing so, keep our prices down and see a resurgence of manufacturing in this country, thanks in part to our energy opportunities.
Governor, good morning. You didn't do as well as obviously you or your campaign would have liked in the Colorado caucuses. How are you going to turn that around to get this state that was so behind Barack Obama in 2008 maybe switched over and vote for you?
Well, I think a lot of people saw in Barack Obama a person who offered a lot of promises, but now, almost 4 years later, people are recognizing that it's been a disappointment, that the president hasn't been able to deliver either the new jobs that he spoke about or higher incomes or energy security or the startups that he described as coming into the country. And so people, I think, while they like him, recognize that he just isn't up to the task of getting this economy going again, and they want someone who has a very fresh and bold approach to get America as the economic powerhouse of the world, which we deserve to be.
As you know, Rick Santorum won our primary here, and it's been an ugly GOP battle. You're now the presumptive nominee. I guess Rick Santorum finally endorsed you. Newt Gingrich finally did as well, but both of those gentlemen had some harsh things to say over the last few months. Can it all be attributed to being in the heat of the battle, or are you concerned there's a very real fracture in the Republican Party?
No, I actually think that that's the normal process in primaries. People point out their differences. I'm very pleased that each of these fellows have come and supported me, as have the other people who are no longer in the race. And you know, the polls I see when they ask Republicans who you're going to vote for, some 90%+ said they're supporting me. So that's more Republicans supporting me than Democrats supporting the president. So if there's a rift in the party, I think it's his. I saw in West Virginia, for instance, an inmate got almost 40% of the votes against President Obama for the convention. So I think they got more problems on that side of the aisle than we do on ours.
Governor Mitt Romney joining us on the 850 KOA Newsline. I want this just from a purely a personal perspective. How do you handle the criticism that Mitt Romney flip-flops on issues? I mean, there have been campaigns, obviously, out there that play sound bites from 10 years ago. Lord help us if anybody was called on exactly what we said about, you know, some important things. Maybe the times change you. How do you handle that? Because you've certainly been accused of not sticking with one message, the most recent, your comments about the auto bailout.
Well, actually, I've had the same position on the auto bailout I had from the very beginning. I actually wrote about it. So nothing's changed there. I do understand that the nature of an opposition campaign is to try and create a narrative that is harmful to the opposition. And that's been used against me by my opponents, and frankly, it's just not accurate. There is one place where I did change my view, and when I became governor, I became solidly pro-life and wrote an op-ed to the effect that that I was going to be a pro-life governor. That's been my position ever since. By the way, that was, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. I continue to have that view, and I'm happy to defend the things that I believe in. And by the way, if I were going to change positions, you would have seen that. A very different candidate than you have. My view is I'm sticking true to the things that I believe, and I hope people are willing to understand that.
We've been asking for questions on Facebook this morning. David wrote in to say he's a precinct leader here in Colorado and, quote, Romney will need people like me to be energized to get out the vote. What specific Democrat programs or agencies do you plan to repeal or eliminate if you become president?
Well, the easiest answer to that is to get rid of the one that's the biggest expense and one that we don't need, that's bad policy and that hurts American families, and that's Obamacare. It's about a $1 trillion piece of legislation, the wrong way to go. It's taking health care towards the direction of being government-dominated and government-run, and I will repeal it. I'll get rid of other programs as well. We have, for instance, training programs, federal training programs, about 49 of them at the federal level. I'll bundle those and send them back to the states with the money that's associated with them so states can run programs in a more efficient and effective way to get their own people that need training back to work. So a lot of what's done in Washington should be done at the state level.
You've got the nominee. It's in your back pocket. You know it. Everybody knows it. The big talk now is about your running mate. Marco Rubio, his name has been thrown out there. He says no thanks. What about, you know, the Chris Christies of the world? I know you're not going to give us probably any names on your front runners. If you do, you'd make some big news here in Denver. But at what point do you have to make that decision?
Well, you know, classically, people have made the decision on their running mate either during the convention or just in the few days before the convention. So that's probably the last point that you'd think about doing it. But it's also possible to go before that. There's no hard, fast rule about when the selection process has to be completed. But my chief of staff for my term as governor, Beth Myers, is overseeing a process. We're looking at a pretty significant group of people, and we've got a great group of Republican leaders, and I want to take a very careful look and make sure that we select someone who has the capacity to become president if that were necessary.
You were on the Hannity show last night on Fox, celebrating your three more wins in primary states yesterday. Talking, one thing you mentioned was the war on women and how this is just something that the Democrats are concocting, that Republicans are having this war on women. How likely is it you would choose a woman for a running mate?
You know, I can't give you a specific probability, of course, but certainly among those people that we will consider will be people of both genders. And we'll hope that the best person is the one that I select. But we're early in the process at this point. But obviously, I'm proud of the fact that my record with women in my administration is pretty solid. As a matter of fact, the University of New York at Albany did a study when I was governor to see which governors had how many women in senior positions, and I was ranked number one of all 50 governors for the number of women in senior positions in my administration. So including my lieutenant governor and my chief of staff. So I've got a pretty strong record there.
Finally, as we wrap up with you, we can assume what you're going to say, but this economy is going to determine and who the voters out there, they're going to elect who they think can turn this economy around, get people back to work, maybe even reduce gas prices. What happens to the economy, in your estimation, if Barack Obama is reelected?
Well, there's no question in my view, but that if the president were reelected, we're going to see rising levels of national debt, which imperils our future and makes us at the potential of becoming like Spain or Italy or Greece. We will also see manufacturing continue to decline. We'll see energy industries like oil and gas struggle and underperform. And we would see, unfortunately, chronic levels of high unemployment for a long, long time. The president's policies are rooted in the old liberalism of the past. Those policies didn't work. My view is a far fresher and bold course to get this economy growing again. And by the way, energy is a part of that. Manufacturing is a big part of that. We've got technology and innovation which competes favorably against anybody in the world. And America's coming back if I'm the president.
All right. I know you're going to wear a suit and tie today, Mr. Romney, but you may want to consider a Peyton Manning jersey.
He's coming your way, huh?
He is.
You need that Manning jersey and put on a Colorado Rockies baseball cap. You'll get the vote, at least there in Fort Lupton.
Hey, I'm still a Red Sox fan, so I better be careful.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, Governor, the Nuggets would be safe, too, because they're winning.
Governor, thanks for the time this morning, and best of luck as you enjoy a beautiful Colorado day. Thank you.
Thanks, Stefan and April. Good to be with you.
Governor Mitt Romney on the 850 KOA Newsline. We're back with much more of Colorado's morning news, and we'll get some of your emails in as well. Email us, 850KOA.com.
As this year's state legislative session ends today, the 11th hour hot issue was civil unions for same-sex couples. How would you have voted, yes or no, and why? How about same-sex marriage? Cast your vote at 9:06 this morning on The Mike Rosen Show.
Action Appliance will rescue you. Call 1-800-APPLIANCE.
Don't panic with a broken appliance. Call Action Appliance and get fast same-day repair service. Why waste money on a new appliance when repairs cost less? Action Appliance techs work on all major brands. We keep costs low by charging by the job, not the hour. Free service calls with repair. Call 1-800-APPLIANCE.
Action Appliance will rescue you. Call 1-800-APPLIANCE.
Know what I hate about rebates? They take so long. Not from Colorado's most trusted home comfort professionals, the Rheem team. Receive instant rebates up to $1,200 on Rheem high-efficiency air conditioning and furnaces. Or instead, choose 18 months same as cash with approved credit. With Xcel Energy rebates up to $1,100, this summer is the best time to increase your degree of comfort. Call Rheem Team Top Contractor Accutrol Heating and Cooling at 303-558-3355 or visit reemteamcomfort.com.
NMLS 182334, regulated by the Division of Real Estate.
My friends at American Financing treat you right every time of the year. Do you have a first and second mortgage and worry that you're upside down on your home? Did you know you can still refinance even if your second mortgage is over 100% loan-to-value with the new HARP program? Their salary-based mortgage experts guide you through the process, not high-pressure commission salespeople. Call American Financing at 303-695-7000. American Financing is now going green with eSign. You can sign documents via email, which makes the process that much quicker. With American Financing, you can be pre-approved in an hour with the fastest closings in the industry. First-time buyers get into their new government-backed down payment program. Now you have no reason not to finally own your own home. Call them at 225 and Parker Road and get a free cup of Starbucks coffee. Their number is 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000 or online at AmericanFinancing.net. And be sure to tell them Mike Rosen sent you.
Thanks for listening on your iPhone.
You're listening to 850KOA.com. You'll hear some music during the commercial break. But don't worry, you're not missing any of the show.
This is your Money Minute with Carlin Tucker. To retire, you need income. To quit work, you have to turn a portion or all of your 401k, your IRAs, and savings into income. There are many choices to create income, but only one that guarantees success. Bonds, dividend-paying stocks, target-dated mutual funds, and CDs can't offer guaranteed income that never drops throughout your retirement. The only strategy that guarantees your income will increase and never run out is an annuity. However, there's one type of annuity that not only can provide you powerful income, but some designs of this annuity also outperform the S&P 500 for 14 years with no market risk to your principal. It's called a fixed indexed annuity. At Carlin Tucker & Associates, we will show you how to create guaranteed increasing income for for life without any market risk. We're here to help without cost or obligation. Call us at 303-707-1111. That's 303-707-1111.
The first time I hired Griner Electric, it was to keep my home from burning to the ground. Their current safe inspection found so many issues, it was frightening. They found arcing wires, hot spots behind my walls, and I'm sorry to say, lots of other issues. We gambled for a long time, but we got lucky. Griner has not only calmed my fears, they've helped us remodel our home with beautiful new lighting.
Have your home current safe inspected by Griner Electric today. Call 303-470-9702, 470-9702, or Griner Electric.
Hi, this is Jack Corrigan. This season, Jerry and I are proud again to be a part of the IBM Home Runs for Youth program. More than 250 IBM employees volunteer their time at over 100 schools in Denver and Northern Colorado. Their mission? Help Colorado 4th and 5th graders improve their math skills. And it's working! This spring, I'll be joined by Jerry in visiting the best students at the top schools to see these math wizards in action. The IBM Home Runs for Youth program. One of the many ways IBM connects with kids.
Corey Lopez is here at 8:45 with this morning's top stories. Good to talk with Mitt Romney just a few minutes ago.
It was indeed, and the governor will speak this morning. Fort Lupton, as he swings through Colorado for the first time as the presumptive GOP nominee, talked to us less than 5 minutes ago, going after the man he's running against, President Barack Obama.
I think a lot of people saw in Barack Obama a person who offered a lot of promises, but now, almost 4 years later, people are recognizing that it's been a disappointment.
Again, the speech in Fort Lupton for Mitt Romney will be at 9:30. President Obama, in the meantime, officially kicking off his reelection campaign over the weekend, of course. Third day on Wall Street, we're seeing a losing trend. The Dow is off 128 points right now. NASDAQ down 29. The S&P 500 off about 14. We'll have more in money news coming up in 10 minutes. The chants of shame on you from gay rights supporters thundering through the Colorado House last night. Lawmakers reached an impasse. They killed the civil unions bill. The San Diego Padres with a 3-1 win over the Colorado Rockies yesterday, and it is a 5-game losing streak. We will talk with manager Jim Tracy that in 3 minutes. I'm Corey Lopez, News Radio 850 KOA.
Visit.
Support Bessie's Hope and at-risk youth by purchasing tickets to Copacabana Night Friday, May 18th at the Denver Marriott Tech Center. The event features a great silent auction, gourmet food and wine, and an amazing show with acclaimed sound-alikes of legends such as Neil Diamond, Marilyn Monroe, and Frank Sinatra. For reservations and sponsorship information, call 303-830-9037 or go to bessieshope.org.
Have you heard? Clear Choice, America's number one choice for dental implants, is also Colorado's leader in dental restoration. Stay tuned for details about a special offer just for you.
Do you have missing or failing teeth? Well, did you know that Clear Choice, the experts, are based right here in Denver? Come see our state-of-the-art dental implant center by giving us a call at 1-855-817-1918. And if you call right now, you'll get a free consult with our doctors, including a free 3D CAT scan.
You heard it. We have special appointments with our experts just for our radio listeners. Your free consultation will also include a free 3D CAT scan, a $700 value. So call now to take advantage of this limited...